Are you a creative or entrepreneur who's sick of all the red tape? Sick of gatekeepers and powerful digital media platforms that cater to celebrities and people with deep pockets? I mean, you got talent, you got skills, but you can't seem to break through. It's time to destroy.
Destroy.
The podcast helping entrepreneurs and creators conquer the barriers between them and the people.
Donald Trump's account has been reinstated on Twitter. Could we be seeing an early example of competitive streaming? This past weekend, Twitter, which is now ran by billionaire Elon Musk, put up a poll asking users whether or not Donald Trump should be reinstated on the platform. Simple question. He was looking for a yes or no answer. Around 15 million people voted. 51% said yes, 48% said no. My question to you is, did the people speak? I say yes. Now, my intentions with this podcast is not to fall on any political side or with any political agenda. Love him or hate him, Donald Trump is a lightning rod. You just mention the man's name and people have a unique response. You either love him or hate him. Very few people are in the middle. So when Elon Musk put up the poll asking users to decide whether Donald Trump should be reinstated, many people jumped in. And the majority of people, 51%, said yes, reinstate him. We have to ask ourselves, why is all of this happening in the first place? Why was Donald Trump removed in the first place? Well, I believe he was removed because the stipulations or the terms and conditions that are communicated on these platforms is vague. Platforms like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and others have to decide whether they are a platform or a publisher. Because there's a difference. A platform is similar to phone service. When you call someone, you can say whatever you want on the phone. There's no one cutting into your call and saying that comment is not allowed. Or you're saying something that might offend a certain political party. Therefore, we're going to disconnect your call. That's not happening, at least not yet, because the phone service is a platform for everyone to use to communicate to one another. Whereas a publisher is a little bit different. A publisher says, look, give me your content, let me review your content, and if your content is something that I agree with or something that I would like to endorse, something that represents my brand or my company, then I will publish it because my job is that of a publisher. So I'm going to consume your content. I'm going to review your content. And if your content meets my standards, I will publish it. Even if I have to tweak it a little bit, I'm going to make it something I can agree with. Kind of like a newspaper publisher. And that newspaper will decide whether the article is something that they would like to publish or not. Or consider a book publisher. A manuscript is submitted. It's reviewed. It's edited. It's changed up to be something that publisher can feel good about publishing, something that represents that publisher. These digital media platforms have not clearly communicated to the users exactly what they are. If they're a platform, that's great. People can say whatever they want. But if they're a publisher, then the platform has the right to alter things, to get rid of people, because it's important to them as a publisher to put content out that represents their brand. These platforms just need to be real. They need to let people know from jump. Our platform leans left, or our platform leans right. And if you post content that is contrary to our leaning, we reserve the right to remove your content. Just be upfront. I'm sure people would not have a problem with that. If you lean left, that's fine. Then people who lean left will post on that platform. If you lean right, then people who lean right will post on that platform. That would solve the problem, I would think. But that's not what they do. They're vague. They want to give you the impression that they're inclusive and that anyone and everyone can post and say whatever they like. But that is not the reality. The reality is that the minute you say something that does not line up with their worldview or their political leaning, they can choose to have you removed from their platform. Everyone is unique. We're all humans, but we're all different. And if you're a digital media platform, you should have an environment that allows these different opinions to be spoken. Everybody's not going to agree with each other. And that's okay. You don't need to cancel someone because you don't agree with them, especially on a platform that is seemingly open to everyone getting their voice out or having their voices be heard. Allow them to do that. But that's not the way it is. So Donald Trump was canceled. He was taken off of Twitter. And this isn't about whether he was right or wrong. That's up to you as an individual to decide your political leaning. I'm not here to talk about that. I'm here to talk about the fact that Donald Trump, like him or hate him, has a right to voice his views. And if users on the platform, if they don't like what he's saying, then don't read his content. Don't follow him. It's that simple. What's that saying? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. I get it. Words do hurt. But come on, be real. It's a digital media platform. People are typing text. You don't have to read it. Just stop reading it. If it offends you, don't read it. Don't follow that person. I mean, is it me? Am I crazy? Just don't read it. So what Elon Musk has done is he has allowed the people to decide whether or not Donald Trump gets reinstated. And it's unprecedented. But I think it's a great way to do things. It's competitive streaming. It's allowing the people to decide. And that's good. And it's not like Donald Trump was reinstated by a huge margin. It was very close. That's what makes me think it was fair. People who had an opinion voted. And if you didn't have an opinion, you didn't vote, so you shouldn't be upset because you didn't say anything about it. But you had a chance to, and that's a good thing. That's how you level the playing field. You allow everyone to have a voice. Now, the question is, will that be used in other situations as well? Will the people be allowed to decide if someone who is controversial or someone who says kind of crazy stuff, will the people decide whether they should stay on the platform or be removed? I don't know. But it may be something to consider. Look, if you like what Elon Musk did by allowing the people to decide on whether or not Donald Trump should be reinstated, then you will love competitive streaming. Because that's what it is about. It's about people deciding. Competitive streaming is a platform where the users control how content is valued, ranked, and publicized within a digital community. You don't succeed on a competitive streaming platform because you're famous. You don't succeed because you know a lot of people. You don't succeed because you have a huge bank account. Competitive streaming is the future of digital media consumption. My book, Competitive Streaming, Because Nobody Can Find You, is set to release Tuesday, November 22nd, 2022. And it's a short little book. It can fit in your hand. It's actually the last two chapters of my Destroy Digital Media Platforms book. I wanted to create something that was concise and straight to the point. If you want to hear more about competitive streaming, please go to Traxbox.com or you can go to competitivestreaming.com. And Traxbox is spelled TRAXBOX.com. Competitive streaming. I don't want to spell that. It's a long word, but I'll spell it. CompetitiveStreaming, StreamingST.com. We're trying to revolutionize the way we consume digital content so that we can level the playing field for all creatives.
Destroy Digital Media Platforms, the new book by Christopher Grant Sr., an insightful, eye-opening quick read that tells you why your content everywhere gets you nowhere and how to rise above the digital media clutter. Visit destroybook.com.